investing millions of dollars of your company's money. Why would you do that in this city at this point if you're not exactly sure if this levee system will hold or another Katrina-like catastrophe could happen here?
That is CNN's Ed Lavandera in New Orleans. With hours to go before a threatened strike by New York City bus and subway workers, the sides don't appear to be getting any closer to an agreement. The unions rejected a suggestion to bring in an arbitrator. This is CNN Radio.
KFNX 1100 Phoenix.
KFNX News Time 402. Manhunt for erratic driver. From the KFNX newsroom, here's the latest big story news. I'm Joanne Terry. Phoenix police are looking for a hit-and-run driver who fled the scene on foot after an accident early this morning. Investigators say the driver of a pickup slammed into another truck near 35th Avenue and Campbell and then took off. The suspect reportedly ran through several backyards in an effort to get away from the scene and is being tracked by Phoenix police canine units. Thankfully, no one was hurt in the accident. Mesa police detectives have released the 911 call from a motorist following a fatal road rage incident last Friday afternoon on the Superstition Freeway. We get the details from correspondent Lee Powell.
911 emergency.
Hi, I was just driving on the 60 freeway right before Val Vista. It sounded like someone shot two bullets at a red truck.
The shots killed 18-year-old Yeri Garcia of Clarksville, Arkansas. Witnesses report the shooting suspects were driving a shiny late model, four-door 10 metallic-colored Cadillac sedan. The vehicle's windows have dark tint with the exception of the back window. Anyone with information urged to contact Mesa Police. Lee Powell, Mesa.
Environmental officials are concerned particulate matter could exceed unhealthy levels today in the Phoenix area. The Arizona Department of Environmental Quality has extended a high pollution advisory through today, and no burn restrictions are still in effect in Maricopa County. This marks the fifth high pollution advisory thus far this year. And let's get another check of what's happening on those roadways.
This KFNX traffic report is a service of Pier 1. Let's take a look around the valley. We have slowing approaching the tunnel on the I-10 east and westbound. And a couple accidents, an accident southbound Loop 101 at Chandler Boulevard, and a fender bender southbound I-17 at the Carefree off-ramp. Another accident reported westbound US 60 at Higley on-ramp, and a wreck eastbound US 60 east of Val Vista. We have another accident westbound Indian School Road west of 27th Avenue, and another fender bender Glendale east of 59th Avenue in Grand. And a grass fire reported Union Hills west of 43rd Avenue. This KFNX traffic report is brought to you by Pier 1. A Pier 1 gift card is always the perfect gift, always the right color, and always the right size. And you can save up to 50% on amazing selection of one-of-a-kind gifts. So hurry into Pier 1 today. Life more interesting. For the KFNX Traffic Center, I'm Jay Stone.
Jim Howell from the KFNX Weather Center. High clouds from time to time throughout the weekend, but no rain. Little change in our daytime highs, mid to upper 60s, and overnight lows will remain in the low to mid 40s. I'm Jim Howell, KFNX News Talk Radio, 1100.
Currently in downtown Phoenix, it's mostly cloudy and 60 degrees.
Next news in 30 minutes or when it breaks on KFNX News Talk Radio, 1100. I'm Joanne Terry. You're up to date.
This is Arizona's News Talk leader, KFNX 1100 Phoenix.
Are you ready for a change? Be it physical, mental, or emotional change, you've already got what it takes to make that happen. Your host for the upcoming program, the Mac Newton Power Hour, has trained in martial arts over the course of several decades. Time and time again, his training methods have saved or extended the careers of dozens of NFL, NBA, and Major League Baseball stars. Mac Newton has authored two highly acclaimed books, A Path to Power and The D Factor. The Mac Newton Power Hour starts now. Here's Mac.
I've got the power!
Good afternoon, Phoenix. 6 minutes past the hour. You have to be somewhere at 4 o'clock. You are late. Good afternoon, guys and gals. I'm Mac Newton, and welcome to the Power Hour. We air here on KFNX every Thursday from 4 to 5. If this is your first time on board, we hope you enjoy yourself, but I would advise you get strapped in because sometimes our ride is a little shaky. I want to welcome my musical guest host, The Temptations, the original Temptations, I might add. I promised you last week, Jesse, we're going to have 2 weeks of Christmas music on the Power Hour. And this may be the best stand-up group of all time, The Temptations.
Oh, that's fantastic.
And this is the original group. I mean, just fabulous. Hey, Pistol, you like the talented Temptations? There's too many T's for me. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, Pistol's doing the Temptation walk in the back. Go ahead. Oh, yeah. I'm talking about Eddie Kendricks, the high tenor. You know, Otis Williams was the baritone, second tenor. Paul Williams, baritone. Melvin Franklin and David Ruffin, the lead singer. Oh, unbelievable. And this, by the way, Give Love at Christmas, you can't buy this. This is one of the greatest Christmas albums. I'm not talking holiday album. I'm saying Christmas albums of all time. It's great. We're going to listen to it throughout the show. Welcome aboard, gang. I'm really happy to be here. Pistol, good to see you on the side of the glass, buddy. You're looking terrific today with the Temptations walk going on there. And by the way, what is the temperature outside?
It's 20 degrees below
the Newton line.
It is subarctic.
It could snow out there. It's Christmas time. I'm about to freeze my butt off. Oh, my goodness. Today's show, a great show. Fabulous show on tap for you today. I can't wait to get into this. The lineup, we're going to talk about more goal setting. I told you how to double your failure rate. We're going to get into some big stuff on that today. How to double your income, double your failure rate. Well, that's one of the ways we can do it. Got it on my brain. How to double your income. We're going to talk more about accepting responsibility. I'm going to define every one of those categories that I discussed last week. Wow, I'm just excited about today's show. But first, our shout-outs we do every single week. First one goes to John Cannon, the original co-host on the Power Hour with me. And Nick and Roger in snowy, cold Denver, Colorado. Jeff, Tim, Barry, and Chicago. It's frozen, Chicago. I mean, the whole city's just frozen. Shut down solid. Ooh. Oh, Baitith out in Avondale. What's out in Avondale?
It's all built up now.
Oh, yeah, I guess it is. And Sue in Phoenix. But you know what, though? On a serious note, our partner here on the Power Hour, Brian, who's usually sitting in with us, had to take a flight down to Dallas. His mom, Lottie, who's been here on the Power Hour with us a couple of times and listens on the Internet, and hopefully she's well enough to be listening today. If you are, Lottie, well, hopefully you will be well and back up and about very, very soon. Yes, hopefully. And Brian is probably there now or to arrive very, very soon. I chatted with him this morning. So to all of you who are worried, wondering, where's Brian? Because I know Veda. She's like, where's Brian? Give Brian a shout out for me. Brian will be back soon. And Lottie, you get well, okay? It's a special Power Hour kiss for you. Mwah. You get better.
Here we go.
No, I'm going to be good today. I'm toning things down, you know. People have been sending me emails telling me I'm a little out of control here lately. So I'm responding. I want to just tone things down a little bit. And you think it'll work?
Let's hope.
I don't know. Well, as I said accidentally, I said double your failure rate. And maybe I was just kind of thinking ahead. And you're talking about being successful. You know, every now and then, something really good appears on the TV screen. A couple of weeks ago, I was watching a sporting event, and a commercial came on that struck me as being actually very important. Actually, I may have been watching the ESPN Classic Channel, and they were running an old Michael Jordan spot. And in this spot, he was relating that how he had lost over 8,000 games in his career. And he had taken 26 game-winning shots and missed. He continued on this theme in order to make his point. But by then, his point was very clear to me. His point was is that his success was due greatly in part to his ability to learn from all of his failures. And what a great truth this is. All successful men and women in business, politics, medicine, you name it, all understand this great truth. Failure is an essential element for success. It's through failure that we learn the real lessons, the ones that point the way directly to where you want to go. You have to look at failures almost as signposts, that if you follow them, you're going to be led unerringly to exactly your destination. They're not going to lead you away from it, but people go away from it when they try to avoid the failures or they don't learn what the failures have to teach them. Some say we need to tolerate failure. No, I say we need to embrace it. We need to understand its role in our eventual successes. We need to interview it, much as Larry King will interview a guest and find out what makes him or her tick. You need to find out what that failure demands from you. And when you satisfy it, it's going to take you, that failure is going to take you further down the road towards success. Yes, we need to embrace it. Imagine that each failure, as I said before, is a signpost. And if you follow the sign, not try to avoid it or to go around it, it's going to lead you directly to your goal. This is the great truth. To follow the sign, the failure, you must examine it. Find out what you can learn from it so that you can get better. Some people think that if they try and fail, that is an indication that they're not supposed to have what they're going after. Nothing could be further from the truth. That is the great lie. The reality is, it's only an indication that you have more to learn. That's what the failure is there to teach you. And it tells you exactly what you need to learn. It's very specific. And when you learn it, you will be better. And that's what we need to do, get better. Sometimes my students make a mistake and say, I'm sorry. And I usually interrupt and say, with my motto, don't be sorry, be better. Get better by keeping your head up. Get better by staying positive. Don't close your eyes to the mistakes, to the failures. Don't turn your head. Examine them closely. They can be your biggest friends. They can become your biggest teachers. And remember this, there is no ultimate failure unless you give up. Do three things. One, keep your eyes on your aiming point. Know where it is you want to go. Two, take action. Get started. Too many people sit in indecision. They sit and wonder and wait for some magical moment. And finally, learn from your mistakes and treat your failures as nothing more than opportunities to more intelligently start all over again. That, ladies and gentlemen, is the great truth. And all successful people know it in any field. My musical guest today, the tall, tan, talented Temptations, bringing you their love and their great wishes for you during this fabulous holiday season. One of the times of the year I love most of all. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
This KFNX traffic report is a service of Pier 1. Let's take a look around the valley. We have slowing approaching the tunnel on the I-10 east and westbound. And a couple accidents. An accident southbound Loop 101 at Chandler Boulevard. And a fender bender southbound I-17 at the Carefree Off-Ramp. Another accident reported westbound US 60 at Higley On-Ramp. And a wreck eastbound US 60 east of Val Vista. We have another accident westbound Indian School Road west of 27th Avenue. And another fender bender, Glendale, east of 59th Avenue and Grand. And a grass fire reported Union Hills west of 43rd Avenue. This KFNX traffic report is brought to you by Pier 1. A Pier 1 gift card is always the perfect gift. always the right color and always the right size. And you can save up to 50% on amazing selection of one-of-a-kind gifts. So hurry into Pier 1 today. Life more interesting. For the KFNX Traffic Center, I'm Jay Stone.
The Power Hour is sponsored by A Path to Power, A Master's Guide to Conquering Crisis, a book for the new millennium by Mac Newton with Michelle St. George.
This book will push you to explore a provocative and vital path that will stretch your mind and challenge you to unleash the extraordinary person inside you. If you're serious about life, you owe it to yourself to read this book. Here's what others are saying. Pat Murphy, head coach ASU baseball team, says this work is a must for anyone interested in getting busy living. Former two-sports superstar Bo Jackson says to reap all the benefits that life has to offer, you must read this book. And Tony La Russa, manager of the St. Louis Cardinals baseball team, says Mac Newton is one of the most remarkable men anyone has ever met. You'll understand and appreciate why as you read this book.
To reserve your copy of A Path to Power, call 602-957-6492. That's 602-957-6492.
The Power Hour is sponsored by Newton Fitness, Newton Taekwondo, New Fit Sports and Casual Attire.
Newton Fitness? For me? Come on.
Newton Fitness is for everyone. Well, maybe. Attitude is the determining factor. So, yes, it's for you if you have the right attitude.
What is the right attitude?
It means wanting more than just being okay. It means wanting to be the very best you can be. The very best you.
I'm not a professional athlete. I'm not even in very good shape. Can I still do it?
From the professional athlete looking to move to a higher level to the business professional looking to get back into shape to the person totally unfit and unhealthy, Newton Fitness has a program for you. At Newton Fitness, we're in the health and performance business, not the weight loss business. For more information, call Nikki at 602-957-6492. That's 602-957-6492.
This is Arizona's News Talk Leader, KFNX 1100 Phoenix.
Ho, 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 ho. Guys and gals, Mac Daddy had to take a step out for a minute, so I'm sitting in for him here. Ho, 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 ho. Boy, I'm busy this time of the year. Wait, hold it. Here comes the Mac Daddy. Mac, don't take my bells. Don't, oh. Gee, you can't even step away for a minute, boy. You know, step away from your desk for a drink of water. You know, who is this guy in a red suit?
What's his name? Is Santa? Is that,
I mean, my goodness. You need to think about the 3-2, dude. I got some news for you. Here's my card. Call me. And close the door. Wow, the nerve of some people. Welcome back. Sorry about that, gang. I apologize. Whew, I would try to run a professional show here and to leave the door open if he would just come in. And he left his bells, too. Take these things out. Welcome back, gang. This is the Power Hour. I don't know. I think what happened this morning is I had my Mac shake a little late and the banana was a little ripe. A little extra sugar in that thing, and I'm fired up. Okay. My musical guest hosts are the Tempting Temptations. And one of the greatest things about this group was the band behind one of the greatest bands from Motown. Just unbelievable. Give Love It Christmas. Just an amazing, amazing Christmas or holiday album, whichever you prefer. Welcome back. Welcome back. We're talking about doubling your income. Setting goals. People do that. First of the year. New Year's resolutions. I suggest you skip it this year. Skip the resolutions. Set goals. If a resolution, a goal is like a resolution on steroids. It's powerful. Let's set goals. One of them has to be to double your income. We've been talking about it for 3 weeks. How do you do it? Well,
We have to embrace change. Change. One of my clients, Robert Kiyosaki, who wrote a wonderful book, an informative book, one of the all-time bestsellers on the New York bestseller list, arguably number one or two, been on the bestseller list number one or two.
For 5 years.
It's amazing. It's called Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And he's got a brand new book coming out, and he's on the tour, and he's been training with me now for several months, about 6 months or so. He's lost over 50 pounds. You wouldn't even recognize him if you saw him. And he gave me an article, which I've been studying and sort of researching. An article that originally appeared in, let me just find this out here now. It originally appeared in a magazine called Fast Company about Alan Dutchman. And he's talking about, why is it so darn hard to change our ways? Why is it so difficult to change? Even when we have good intentions, even when we have lots of reasons to change, why is it so difficult? So I've been talking to my clients, and some of them who have challenges, physical challenges, and I said, you know, we've either got to change or die. Change or die. It's a very strong statement. But what if you were actually given that choice? I mean, for real. What if it weren't just this rhetoric coming out of the mouth of the Mac Daddy just trying to get your attention, but what if it was really life or death? I mean, not some overblown talking from a rabid boss or something, but I mean actual life and death now, your own life or death. What if a well-informed physician or authority figure said to you had to make a difficult and enduring change in the way that you think and in the way that you act? Could you do it? And if you didn't, your time would soon end, a lot sooner than it had to. I mean, could you change when change really mattered, when it mattered the most? Could you do it? Could you? Yes? You're saying yes? Say yeah, okay. Try again. Still saying yes? You're probably deluding yourself. You probably wouldn't change. You don't believe it? You want the odds? Well, I got the odds out of this article. Here they are. The scientifically studied odds, 9-1 against you being able to change if your life is on the line. That's 9-1 against you. How do you like those odds? Now, this revelation unnerved many people in an audience last November 2004. IBM held a Global Innovation Outlook Conference. And the company's top executives had invited the most far-sighted thinkers they knew from around the world to come together in New York and propose solutions to some really big problems. They started with the crisis in healthcare. You know what my thoughts are on that. We've talked about it often. That's an industry that consumes an astonishing $1.8 trillion a year in the United States alone. Now, $1.8 trillion. You throw these figures out. What exactly is $1 trillion? Okay, let's see. Now, I know that $1 million is $100,000 10 times. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. And $1 billion, since we're doing this by threes, would be $1 million 1,000 times. Is that correct?
Right.
Okay. And $1 trillion would be $1,000 billion. My mind is starting to, I'm getting a headache here thinking about these numbers. So you're talking 1.8, or let's round it off if you're getting the numbers, that'd be $2 trillion a year, or 14% of our gross domestic national product. Wow. That's what the healthcare industry consumes a year in America. So a dream team of experts took the stage, and you might have expected them to proclaim that breathtaking advances in science and technology. They're going to map out the human gene, and they're going to, and all that kind of stuff. They're going to bring out these long-awaited answers. Well, that's not what they said. They said that the root cause of the health crisis hasn't changed for decades, and the medical establishment still couldn't figure out what to do about it. Dr. Ray Levy, founder of the Global Medical Forum, an annual summit meeting of leaders from every constituency in the health system, told the audience, a relatively small percentage of the population consumes the vast majority of the healthcare budget for diseases that are very well known and by and large, behavioral. That is, they're sick because of how they choose to live their lives, not because of environmental or genetic factors beyond their control. We're kicking out close to $2 trillion a year in health care cost, and the vast majority of that budget is going for diseases that are pretty much created by behavioral characteristics. Dr. Levy goes on to say, even as far back as when I was in medical school at Harvard in 1955, many articles demonstrated that 80% of the healthcare budget was consumed by five behavioral issues. In other words, the old 80-20 rule coming in again. Levy didn't bother to name them, but you don't need an MD to guess what he was talking about. Be my guess. Here we go. Smoking, drinking, bad eating, stress, and not enough exercise would be the magic five. Then the knockout blow was delivered by Dr. Edward Miller, who's the dean of the medical school and CEO at the hospital at Johns Hopkins University. He turned the discussion around to patients whose heart disease is so severe that they undergo bypass surgery, a traumatic and extensive procedure that can cost more than $100,000 in America today. About 600,000 people have bypassed every year, surgeries every year in the United States, and 1.3 million patients have angioplasties, all at a total cost of around $30 billion. These procedures temporarily relieve chest pains, but rarely prevent heart attacks or prolong lives. Around half the time, the grafts of the bypass clog up in a few years, the angioplasties in a few months. Causes of this is complex. It's sometimes a reaction to the trauma of the surgery itself, but many patients could avoid the return of the pain and the need to repeat the surgeries, not to mention arrest the cause of the disease before it kills them by switching to a healthier lifestyle. But very few do. So few that they don't count. If you look at people after coronary artery bypass grafting 2 years later, 90% of them have not changed their lives. Even though they know they have a very bad disease, they know they should change their lifestyle. For whatever reason, they don't. You know why? They can't. They can't. Well, I'm going to show you how. Because it could be your life at stake. Not just doubling your income. Change or die. Ooh, that calmed me down real fast. The Tempting Temptations, gang. You're tuned in to the Power Hour. I'm Mac Newton. I will be right back right after these messages. You stay exactly where you are, and the Temptations will take you to this break.
Merry Christmas from the Temptations.
CNN Radio, I'm Harry Beadle. The House has passed a bill intended to limit taxpayer bailouts of corporate pension plans. Republican Tom Price says it requires companies to properly fund pensions.
What it does do is say to the employers that you need to make the kind of financial contributions to the plans that ought to be there to make sure that the plans are secure. Amazingly enough, that isn't the case right now.
But Democrats complain the bill makes the situation worse by creating billions in new debt for the taxpayer-funded corporation that insures pensions. President Bush has compromised with fellow Republican John McCain on a bill to outlaw torture. But House Armed Services Chairman Duncan Hunter, also a Republican, worries it doesn't give intelligence gatherers enough protection. It'll take a couple of weeks to count the votes in Iraq following the historic parliamentary elections there. Iraqi officials said they had their hands on Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, the terror leader, last year, but released him because they didn't realize who he was. This is CNN.
KFNX 1100 Phoenix.
KFNX News Time, 4:31. East Valley authorities make a shocking discovery. From the KFNX Newsroom, here's the latest big story news. I'm Joanne Terry. A Chandler man is behind bars booked for drug possession and possible child abuse charges. Authorities say 33-year-old Pedro Gonzalez was watching his 7-month-old son while allegedly manufacturing methamphetamine in his home. Officers report finding 3 pounds of the drug, along with handguns and equipment associated with making meth. Gonzalez's girlfriend and her 5-year-old son arrived at the house shortly after his arrest. Now both children remain in the custody of Child Protective Services. A fire in South Phoenix has claimed the life of a 2-year-old boy. The blaze broke out at a home near 21st Street and McDowell yesterday. There were 4 people inside and a mother and her 3 children. The mother was able to rescue 1 child and another child got out on her own, but a third wasn't so lucky. Firefighters rushed him to the hospital in extremely critical condition and he later died. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. Patriotic songs such as God Bless America have been added to the holiday music playlist at Maricopa County jails. Christmas and religious songs from various countries are already being piped into the jails and intake area. Officials say the patriotic music honors and sacrifices of U.S. soldiers who will spend the holidays overseas. Time once again to head over to the KFNX Traffic Center and see if we can get some help with our afternoon commute.
This KFNX Traffic Report is a service of Friends on TBS. Let's take a look around the valley. Eastbound US 60, heavy traffic from I-10 to Rural Road with additional slowing from Stapley to Val Vista. Eastbound I-10, slow traffic from I-17 to the US 60. Westbound I-10, traffic is crawling from 16th Street to 43rd Avenue. Westbound Loop 202, slow traffic from 40th Street to the I-10. And a northbound I-17, heavy traffic from the Stack Interchange all the way to Northern Avenue. Your eastbound Loop 202, slow traffic from Priest Drive to Loop 101. And we have an accident reported northbound State Route 51 at Thomas and an injury accident Greenway west of 43rd Avenue. This KFNX Traffic Report is brought to you by Friends on TBS. Tonight on Friends, it's the one where the monkey gets away. Rachel loses Ross's monkey and Ross loses his control. Catch it tonight on 6 p.m. on TBS. For the KFNX Traffic Center, I'm Jay Stone.
Jim Howell from the KFNX Weather Center. High clouds from time to time throughout the weekend, but no rain. Little change in our daytime highs, mid to upper 60s, and overnight lows will remain in the low to mid 40s. I'm Jim Howell, KFNX News Talk Radio, 1100.
Currently in downtown Phoenix, it's mostly cloudy and 60 degrees.
Next news in 30 minutes or when it breaks on KFNX News Talk Radio 1100. I'm Joanne Terry. You're up to date.
Shopping for just the right holiday gift? The Scottsdale Center for the Performing Arts has everything from classical to jazz and world music to dance and theater. Tickets make great gifts. Choose a particular show such as John Cleese, Bea Arthur, Andre Michel Shoup, or Dave Brubeck and the Brubeck Brothers Quartet, or the longer-running smash comedy hits Menopause the Musical and Late Night Catechism. Is it hard for you to pick the perfect show? You can purchase a gift certificate that is good for performances or unique gifts from the store at the Scottsdale Center for the Performing Arts. There is an art to giving the perfect gift, and there is not a more perfect gift to give than the gift of art. Let the arts inspire, motivate, and entertain you at the Scottsdale Center for the Performing Arts. For information on tickets or gift certificates, call 480-994-ARTS. That's 480-994-ARTS.
This is Arizona's News Talk Leader, KFNX 1100 Phoenix.
Welcome back, gang. Boy, we should extend the power hour here today. There's some people going to be on I-10 for a while.
The rest of the night.
Was that true?
I think
16th
so.
Street to 43rd Avenue?
I-10 is blocked.
Man, I sure hope you guys are tuned into the power hour. You know what? I made a little note on a business card. I got it in my pocket here. If you're going to spend an hour on the freeway every day, you should turn your vehicle into a university on wheels. You should be listening to tapes and CDs that enrich your mind the entire time you're inside of that car. Not only will it make the trip go faster and keep you a lot less stressed, but within a year, you would have gained more as much information as you'd probably have in 2 or 3 years of university study. I call it the university on wheels. Whether it's 2 wheels on your bike, riding across the canals in the summertime, or if you've got to be doing all that windshield time on I-10 and 60 and 17, which is something I never get on, by the way, and 51, have a tape. And speaking of that, I've got a beautiful set, 43 days on a path to power. Talks about all the subjects in CD form. You can go
to the store, which is open now, Jesse. The store at MacNewton.com, and you can go on and buy your books and your tapes. I can hear those little fingers clicking on those keyboards right now. Go check it out. Anyway, The Temptations, my musical guest host here on the Power Hour on KFNX, 1100 AM, news talk radio station, 50,000 watts. Did you know that?
I knew that.
Jesse just gave me something here, which really kind of shocked me. A little note. She says she went for her annual eye exam and checkup on Thursday, and the ophthalmologist was amazed. Her eyes had improved, and her prescription was now too strong for the last year. Wow. The doctor was stunned and said he had never seen anything like it. She told him about the workout she was doing with me and eating the 3-2 eating plan. She particularly mentioned the big five green vegetables, you know, the asparagus and broccoli and the Brussels sprouts and spinach and collard greens, the big five. And he said this change and improvement is a combination of being so healthy with the workouts and eating all the vegetables with the antioxidants and vitamins that they contain. So that means we're going to see your doctor inside of my studio here pretty soon.
You might.
Right?
Seriously.
Wow, congratulations,
Thank
Jess.
You.
That's fabulous Thank for you. That's absolutely fabulous. Get off of the I-10, backed up from 16th Street to 43rd Avenue. And if you have to walk, make sure you got a big coat. What's the temperature out there, Pistol?
60 degrees.
My goodness, that is 20 degrees below the Newton line. Okay, getting back to change or die. And for those of you who tuned in late, what we're talking about on the Power Hour today, we're talking about doubling your income, setting goals for the new year, and I'm talking about the ingredients that are necessary to do so. So far on the Power Hour today, we've talked about embracing failure and understanding the importance of it. We're into a conversation now about change and how unlikely it is for the average person to do so, and most people don't change. It's possible for people to, but so few people actually do that those numbers don't even, they don't register, does it? They don't count. The percentage is so small. It doesn't change the figure. But you really can do it. If you really want to be different, if you really desire to maximize your potential, if you really have this tremendous urge to fulfill your endowment from the Creator, to become all you are meant to be. And what better time of the year than now to embrace your true destiny, your true birthright, than now. And give birth to a whole new you. Give yourself a Christmas present that'll last you the rest of your life. A gift of health and commitment to fulfillment. All right. I want to talk about four different myths that people have when they think about change. Myth number one is people think that crisis is a powerful impetus for change. Well, it could be under certain situations, but the reality is that 90% of the patients who've had coronary bypasses don't sustain changes in the unhealthy lifestyles that worsen their severe heart disease and greatly threaten their lives. So that's a myth. That's a myth. I mean, I think someone mentioned to me last week who used to work in an ER in Scottsdale that there are people in the cardiac care unit that have to be wheeled outside a couple times a day so they can take a smoke break. Please. Myth number two. Change is motivated by fear. You hear that a lot. The reality is, it's too easy for people to go into denial of the bad things that might happen to them. Compelling positive visions of the future are a much stronger inspiration for change. Being focused on your goals and the benefits that you'll derive from them are far more motivational and far stronger than fear of bad things happening, because people simply go into denial about that. Myth number three, the facts will set us free. Well, the reality is about that. And if you were true objective enough to truly recognize the facts, it can certainly have an impact. But the reality is our thinking is guided by narratives, not facts. When a fact doesn't fit our conceptual frame, the metaphors we use to make sense of the world, we reject it. We simply reject it. We change the realities. Also, change is inspired best by emotional appeals rather than factual statements. In other words, an emotional commitment to a goal, a compassionate desire for something to happen. We are far more inspired by possibilities than the fear of disaster. Myth number four. We can't change because our brains become hardwired early in life. There's a lot of people who believe that. And then there are some people who take it even further and say, I'm this way because my father was this way and his father before him is this way. It runs in the family. Well, you know it doesn't run in the family. You're that way because that's where you choose to be. You're that way because those are decisions that you've made, the choices that you've made, the shortcuts that you've taken, the excuses, and on and on. The reality is our brains have extraordinary elasticity, plasticity. Any other word you can make up? Is that a word, plasticity? I just make them up. I just take it. It's my show. I can say whatever I want, you know, plasticity. Write that one down. Okay. But either way, you feel what I'm saying here, don't you? Our brains are extraordinary in their ability to be malleable, meaning that we can continue learning complex new things throughout our lives. Actually, we get smarter as we get older, more brain cells, assuming we remain truly active and engaged with good eating plans and a lot of blood volume. Now, to help you change in our whole quest toward goal setting here, I'm going to give you five stages of change, so you can figure out where you are in this process of change. And change is absolutely essential here. Change or die. Or maybe even worse, change and stay the way you are forever. Stage number one. I call this stage pre-contemplation. Here's a typical statement if you're in stage number one. As far as I'm concerned, I don't have any problems that need changing. I know some people like that. I mean, I may have some faults, but there's nothing that I really need to change right now. Basically, stage one is characterized by the word never. And here is the risk. Hey, dude, you're in denial here big time. You're lying to yourself. You're refusing to see. You're looking at a forest and, you know, you can't even see a tree. You probably feel coerced by other people who are trying to make you change. But they're not going to shame you into it, are they? And they're not going to do it. Their meddling will backfire. That's the risk that you run. That's stage number one. Are you there? Stage number two. I call that one contemplation, characterized by the words someday. Here's a typical statement by someone in that stage. Well, I've been thinking that I wanted to change something about myself. I wish I had more ideas on how to solve my problems. All right, now this is a stage that a lot of people find themselves in. Stage number two, that's a someday. In other words, they feel that there might be some need for change, but not today. I'm thinking about it. The risk that you run in this stage is that you feel righteous because of your good intentions. You know what they say, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. You can stay in this stage for years. You can stay in this stage for the rest of your life. But you might respond to the emotional persuasion of a compelling leader, maybe a a spouse, a boss. If it's positive, if it's emotional enough, if it touches your heart, in stage number two, you may respond to that. So if you find that you're in stage number two, you keep listening to the Power Hour because you are now ripe. You can be affected. Stage number three. I call this the preparation stage. Typical statements from people in this stage are, I've decided to make some changes in the next 2 weeks. Stage number three, the preparation stage, is characterized by the word soon. You know when you want someone to call you and they say, I'm going to call you soon. I'm committed to join a fitness club by the end of the month. The risk you run in this stage is that this rehearsal that you're doing can become your reality. You can actually think, because you're saying you're going to do it, you can actually think you're doing it. And some 85% of the people who need to change their behavior for health reasons never get to this stage in the first place or progress beyond it. So here we have three of the five stages, and we haven't done a darn thing yet. Three of the five stages, we haven't done anything. Stage number four. Here's a typical statement for stage number four. Anyone can talk about changing. I'm not going to talk anymore. I'm going to do something about it. I'm doing okay, but I know I can be more consistent. I know I can get more done. This stage number four is the action stage, characterized by the word now. Now, there is a risk here too. The risk in this stage is that it's an emotional struggle now. It's important to change quickly. Don't procrastinate. Don't put it off, not even for a day. Some people say, well, I'll do it when I get back from my vacation. You'll be in all these stages, but don't wait. It's important to change quickly enough to feel some short-term benefits that give you a psychic lift, psychic boost, and make it easier for you to stick with the change. But in stage number four, you're rolling. It's time to set goals. It's time to write them down. And finally, stage number five. I call that the maintenance stage. Typical statements there are, I may need a boost right now to help me maintain the changes I've already made. This has become part of my day, and I feel it when I don't follow through. This is the forever stage. It's like one of my clients, John L., I call him. He says, Mac, I'm a lifer. He says, you saved my life with this program and eating plan. I'm a lifer. But there's a risk here as well. You got to be aware of the risks in each stage so you can avoid them. The risk here is relapse, falling back to a lower stage. Maybe an illness or an injury or something happens, and then you fall back to the preparation or the someday stage again. Even though you've created new mental pathways, you have to understand that the old pathways are still there in your brain. And when you're under a lot of stress, and when you're under a lot of pressure, that's when you might fall back. That's when you need your affirmations. That's when you need your commitments. Again, that's when I told you, Jesse, that's why I do the Power Hour, to keep me from relapsing. Because the places I've been are not pretty. The things that I've said, the things that I've done, I don't want to go back. And I talk about the things, and I visualize those positive emotional affirmations and emotional pictures that keep me propelling forward. My road and your road and the road to everyone on I-10 right now and I-17 is always under construction. We're always working on ourselves. Okay, there's your challenge. Which stage of change are you in? Where are you? Make commitments for change. Understand that failure is part of this progress, part of this process. Don't be intimidated by it. Go on the website and go look at some of the topics we talk about on some of the shows that are archived. Pick it out and listen to it to help you in your goal setting for the new year. And our final stage today is we're going to talk about
12 steps to setting goals. 2 weeks ago, I gave you the immediate goal setting technique of rewriting your goals once. Do you recall that, Jesse?
I do.
Hopefully those of you out there have already undertaken that, and you've got 2 or 3 weeks of experience under your belt of setting goals. You are only going to go as far as the goals you set. That degree you earned may get you a position, but it will not keep it for you. Your ability to rise up and to make yourself more valuable to this company to where you can't be fired, no matter what depression or recession we may go through. And it's up to you, not your boss, to send you to seminars. But you must be in continual study. Your car that you're in right now on I-10 should be a university on wheels, not just on Thursdays from 4 to 5. Pick up my 43 days on a path to power and make it a habit of listening to inspirational, to emotional, positive messages every single day. It'll make that trip go faster. It'll make you a different person. Get on the 3-2 eating plan. Go for a walk 3 days a week. And watch yourself change. You want to send me an email, ask me questions, give me comments? Send it to ntkd@macnewton.com. I welcome your emails. Goal setting, the 12-step method. Let's write them all down. Hopefully, I'm going to go through them fast this week. And next week will be one show on just these 12 steps. And I'm going to fulfill each one of those categories that we talked about last week. All right? Okay. That's what we're going to do next week. Okay. That's our show. Make sure. Okay, Jesse?
Okay.
12 steps. Number one step. Number one is desire. Desire is the great motivator, the great force that propels you forward towards your goal. So you got to want. You got to want it a lot. The second step is belief. You must believe without a doubt that you have the ability to achieve the goal. And you must believe that you deserve receiving the goal. So make your goals challenging but realistic. The third step is to write the goal down in complete detail, exactly as you want it to be. Until you put this goal on paper, it is not a goal, it's simply a wish. And we know how that goes. I wish I could lose this weight. I wish I could finish my education. I wish I could get a promotion. End of the sentence, but I know I can't. Don't fall into that trap. The fourth step is determine how you're going to benefit from accomplishing your goal. Write out a specific list of all the advantages you are going to enjoy one by one. This is an energy-infusing step. If you do it late at night, it'll almost want you to get up and start something right then. Step number five is to analyze your current status. Where are you right now? If you wish to earn a certain amount of money, figure out exactly how much you're earning today. If you want to lose a certain amount of weight, how much do you weigh right now? Analyze your current status. Step number six, set a deadline. You must set a deadline. This is the step most people never do. Decide exactly when you're going to accomplish that goal. Don't leave it open. Don't be vague. Now is not the time to get cold feet. Set a deadline. Decide exactly when you're going to accomplish it. Step number seven in goal setting is to identify the obstacles that you'll have to overcome to achieve your goal. You will find that the obstacles that are large in your mind when you're thinking about them become small when you write them down on paper. Step number eight, clearly identify the knowledge, additional knowledge that you will require in order to accomplish this goal. It is important that you determine what you're going to have to learn. Step number nine, identify the people, the groups, and organizations whose cooperation and assistance you will need in the attainment of this goal. Concentrate on what you can give them, how you can serve them, how you can contribute to them, and they will work. In other words, it will be the law of reciprocity will be working here. Find out what you can do to help them achieve their goals, and they in turn will help you achieve yours. Step number 10, take all the details that we've identified in the last three steps, 7, 8, and 9, and make a plan. Make it complete in every detail. with all the activities in which you're going to have to engage in order to accomplish this goal. Step number 11 is to get a clear mental picture of your goal as if it is already attained. Every time you get the chance, then play back that picture on the video screen of your mind. Play it back in color, in complete detail. And finally, step number 12 is to back your plan with determination, persistence, and resolve. Resolve to never give up. I will never give up. I don't know about you, but I will never quit. Your persistence is a direct measure of how much you believe in yourself and your abilities to succeed. Obviously, guys and gals, you're going to have to go online. My assistant, Nikki, will have this online, this show archived tomorrow morning. And you can play it back and get all those details again in case you're in your car and you couldn't write them down. All right, we talked about a lot of stuff today, Jesse.
We did.
We talked about failure and how important it is. We talked about change. And I don't want people to think that change is something that's going to be so easily done. I want you to understand what you're up against so that you can get your ammunition ready. And again, we're talking about the 12 steps of goal setting. Well, we're down to our final minute here on the Power Hour. Tell your friends about it. Tune in. Well, it's time for us to finish this show. This hour goes so fast, it's unbelievable. I want to thank my musical guest hosts, tall, tan, and talented, Tempting Temptations. And I want to thank Santa Claus for making a little visit. I didn't know. I thought he was I'm sorry. But I want to keep these, you know. He left his bells for me. I want to thank Pistol. Boy, that was a good job you did today, buddy. And I want to thank Jesse for sitting in and Jay for making it happen, too. And, of course, all my regulars, JC and John Bob Adlock. And, of course, the lovely Jesse. And, of course, the best assistant that anyone in the whole world could ever have. That would be Nikki. Thank you very much, gang. You guys be true to yourself. Tune in again next week. I'm Mac Newton. 3, 2, 1. Peace. I'm out.
Merry Christmas from the Temptations.
The Power Hour is sponsored by Newton Fitness, Newton Taekwondo, New Fit Sports and Casual Attire.
Newton Fitness? For me? Come on.
Newton Fitness is for everyone. Well, maybe. Attitude is the determining